You are listening to IFA Talk, IFA Magazine's weekly podcast. Subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts to be notified as soon as a new episode becomes available. And follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter and Instagram at IFA Magazine.
Thanks very much for joining us for the latest episode of IFA Talk, IFA Magazine's weekly podcast, where we talk to people who matter about the things that matter in the world of financial services. I'm Brandon Russell, online writer here at IFA Magazine. And joining me on the podcast this week is IFA Magazine's senior financial journalist, Jenny Hunter.
As Brandon said, thanks for tuning into today's IFA Talk. We really appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. Sustainability has been an evolving theme throughout the financial services for some time now, and it's back under the microscope after the FCA recently unveiled its sustainability disclosure requirements and investment labels regime for investment products. It includes a package of measures aimed at improving the transparency of sustainable investment products and minimising greenwashing, including 4 sustainability labels that asset managers can use. On today's podcast, Brandon and I are pleased to be talking to Ortons Bioy, Global Director of Sustainability Research at Morningstar. She's been at Morningstar for nearly 14 years, starting off as a senior ETF analyst, holding a number of different roles and working her way up to Global Director of Sustainability. Most of you will know Morningstar. They're a household name in financial services and have recently undertaken some useful research called UK SDR Through the Looking Glass to explore the FCA announcement in a bit more detail and give early insights into what the landscape of UK sustainability labelled funds may look like by the end of the year. Well, Tons, thanks for joining us today. Can you tell us a bit about Morningstar's SDR research to start us off?
Thank you very much, and it's a pleasure for me to be on this podcast. As you said in your introduction, late last year, the FCA introduced its final rules, so SDR, and we thought it would be a good idea, you know, to publish a paper that would look into what the landscape of labeled funds may look like by the end of the year, because asset managers have until the 2nd of December to apply the naming and marketing rules, and they have from the 31st of July the opportunity to use those labels. So there are 4 labels, as you said. Maybe it would be a good idea to define them or to describe those 4 labels. So the first one is called Sustainability Focus. And this is for funds that invest mainly in assets that focus on sustainability for people and the planet. The second label, Sustainability Improvers, will invest mainly in assets that may not be sustainable now, but they have a goal to improve the sustainability profile for people or the planet over time. The third label, Sustainability Impact, so that's for funds that will invest mainly in solutions to sustainability problems with an aim to achieve a positive impact for people or the planet. And the final one is actually one that was created right at the end by the FCA because it wasn't part of the initial package. So the sustainability mixed goals label will be for funds that invest mainly in a mix of assets that either focus on sustainability problems, aim to improve the sustainability over time, or aim to achieve a positive impact for people or the planet. Now, I think it's important to say that these labels will be totally voluntary. Right, so funds that claim sustainability characteristics won't be forced to opt for a label, but if they don't use a label, they will have to explain why, and they will also have to still provide the same sustainability disclosures as labeled funds. So as I said at the beginning, asset managers can start using the new sustainability labels from the 31st of July, and must ensure that all funds naming and marketing is updated by the 2nd of December.
Perfect. Well, Hortons, it's great to have you on the podcast today. Looking again at those 4 labels that the FCA told us about, which of them do you think and which of them do you expect to be most widely used by providers of UK funds?
In the paper that we published last month, we attempted to predict which funds will be labeled to start with, and then which labels will be used. And as I said, the purpose of this exercise was really to assess what the market of UK sustainability labeled funds may look like by the end of this year. So in total, we estimated that about 300 funds domiciled in the UK would opt for one of the four labels. And we think this is an optimistic scenario. These 300 funds would represent just over 8% of UK funds and less than 3% of all funds available for sale in the UK. So based on our assessment of these 300 funds, we predict that sustainability focus will be the dominant label, representing almost half of labeled products, followed by mixed goals, which would account for less than a third of labeled funds, then improvers and impact. So just about 30 funds in UK, we think will be labeled impact because the criteria for impact are very strict. Managers of impact labeled funds will have to demonstrate a theory of change, which, as we know, is not easy, especially in the listed space. Of the four labels, it appears that asset managers have the best understanding of the focus label and of the type of strategy that will qualify for this label. So if I should give an example, a fund that invests in companies that offer climate solutions may go for focus label, as well as a fund that invests in companies that offer products and services that are aligned with the UN Sustainable Development Goals. So these are two examples of funds that may go for a focus label. Now, the second label, mixed goals, should prove quite popular because of the flexibility it offers to managers. It was created by the FCA to address the challenge for multi-asset funds to meet the 70% threshold of sustainable assets required for a label. And we think the mixed goals label will allow managers to slice portfolios and create as many allocations to sustainability objectives as they want. So for example, some mixed goals funds will have a focus sleeve and an improver sleeve, while others will have a focus sleeve and an impact sleeve, or other types of combination. Now, we don't expect the improvers label to be that popular because managers will likely prefer to opt for the mixed goals label with an improver sleeve because that will give them more flexibility. According to our analysis, improvers labeled funds will represent less than 15% of the labeled fund market. Although this proportion, of course, may be higher if managers end up setting low improvement thresholds. So an example of improvers labeled funds would be one that invests in companies with credible transition plans. So companies that have strategies that are either aligned or that are aligning with a 1.2 degree or a 2 degree world.
You are listening to IFA Talk, IFA Magazine's weekly podcast. Subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts to be notified as soon as a new episode becomes available. And follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter and Instagram at IFA Magazine.
Thank you for going into so much detail about the labels. That's certainly going to be very useful to our listeners. Going back to the labels, are there any particular challenges that you think intermediaries and investors will face initially when these start being used?
So yes, of course, like any new regulation that gets introduced, intermediaries and investors will need to familiarize themselves with the new criteria, the definitions of the labels, and also understand the differences between the labels, and that may take some time. They will also need to understand why the ESG funds that they hold or have in their select list don't have a label. It might be because the fund isn't in scope of SDR because it's not domiciled in the UK. So that's actually a very important point. I mean, overseas funds will not be in scope, so they won't be labeled. And a fund that is domiciled in the UK may not get a label because they don't meet the criteria of one of the labels, and investors will need to understand why. And fortunately, the explanation will have to be provided by the manager. Now, we expect to see a number of similar strategies to carry different labels. I think there will be a limited number of those, but this is something that also may surprise some investors. But that's because asset managers will likely have different interpretations of the regulation, and they will also use different standards to select assets. And that's something that financial advisors and investors will need to understand. So for example, a fund investing in companies whose revenues are aligned to the UN Sustainable Development Goals may use a focus label, while another fund with a very similar strategy will go for an impact label. The manager opting for impact may feel more confident in its ability to demonstrate a theory of change. That's what he would have gone for the impact label. But the difference really might be also only in the level of reporting details. Another thing that investors will need to find out and understand is whether and to what extent a product has changed its strategy in order to qualify for a label. We expect many funds opting for a label to make adjustments to the strategy and the portfolio composition to align with the requirements of one of the labels. And these changes, as well as additional constraints, will need to be understood by investors. Another aspect of the SDR regime that we highlighted in our paper is the fact that passive funds will be significantly underrepresented in the universe of labeled funds. We estimate that there will be fewer than 25 passive funds that will use a label and no ETFs, because most passive funds available for sale in the UK are overseas funds, which, as I said earlier, are currently out of scope. It's a pity because the limited number of labeled passive funds will reduce the choice offered to sustainability-oriented investors in the UK. These investors will hold mostly passive, unlabeled funds until HM Treasury decides to extend the regime to overseas funds, because the extension of SDR to overseas funds is a matter for HMT and not the FCA.
Unfortunately, Otons, we are rapidly running out of time on today's episode. So let's get to the most important thing. Do you actually think this new SDR regime will be a success?
First of all, let's define success. I think the success of the FCA's labeling regime will depend mainly on both the quantity and the quality of labeled products. If you remember, in its initial proposal, the FCA had proposed only three labels. In the end, the regulator decided to create a fourth label, a mixed gold label, partly to increase overall label uptake. So this is evidence that the regulator will really like to see as many labeled funds as possible. Of course, you know, this would have to be of good quality. But the FCA noted that with more funds using labels, there will be more standardized information provided to investors, and these investors will be able to navigate better a wider range of products in the sustainable investment space. So we expect the first wave of implementation, so between the 31st of July and the 2nd of December this year, to determine how the market of labeled products will shape up. I think firms will learn from the early adopters, so it will be interesting really by the end of the year to see you know, how many funds in the end would have adopted the labels. Some managers we know will take a wait and see approach because there is also a lot of regulation outside of the UK, and as you know, managers, a lot of managers that offer products in the UK also offer products outside of the UK. So they, for example, fall in the scope of SFDR, and SFDR is currently under under review. So we know some managers will wait for the guidance from the European Commission, and they, so that's maybe later that they will. They will decide to label some of the products, or they may simply launch new products in the UK that will qualify for one of the labels. So there are different. It's harder to predict really at this point if SDR will be a success. What we can say is that it has influenced other other regulators. So in other jurisdictions like the EU. Because this is also this new regime is also something that has, I think, partly triggered the review of SFDR by the European Commission, and now investors also potentially would want to see labels in the EU. So that's also an interesting development that we will watch and will also impact the UK. As well.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Sadly, that's all we've got time for. So thank you to Hortense for joining us and sharing your valuable insights. It's so good to hear from someone with such a deep knowledge of this topic. And I'm sure there'll be much more to say about this throughout the rest of the year. Thank you as well to all the listeners for tuning in. And please make sure to watch out for more topics coming up on IFA Talk.
IFA Talk is for investment professionals only. All material has been carefully checked for accuracy, but no responsibility can be accepted for inaccuracies. Whatever appropriate, independent research and whatever necessary legal advice should be sought before acting on any information contained in this podcast. And value of investments and income from them can go down as well as up. You may not get back the amount you originally invested.